Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Last night I went to the opera to see The Mikado when I was reminded of just how uncomfortable I feel in a crowd. It's not so much being in a crowd of people per se, as much as it is being in the center of a crowd of people, all mashed up against each other. Now, I enjoy being wherever the excitement, loudness, and party is, just like the next guy, but not like that. I just wanted to scream, everybody stop touching me and breathing on me. I mean, I could have just stretched out my arms like a superhero and just thrown anyone near me at least 50 feet away. And I mean, I was that close. I started sweating and a little panic set in when I thought that I might not be able to escape this. I was on the cusp of a major claustrophobic meltdown. You know what it's like when you're moving along in a crowd of people and everyone is touching you? Well, I can't stand that. I'm always early to everything, so I rarely deal with what I call sardinity. Sardinity in my book is sardine and insanity all rolled into one. And I do my best to eliminate sardinity from my life, and I pride myself in thinking and planning ahead, but last night was not one of those times. After dinner, I didn't go to the restroom before we left the restaurant, and the line at the venue was all the way out where the crowd was meandering. On top of everything else, I'd been on this liquid detox liver concoction since the weekend party fest for my birthday. I had no choice but to stand there, cross my legs, and pray that I didn't sneeze. I regularly attend live entertainment, whether it's sporting events or stage performances. So needless to say, there's a lot of people in attendance at professional sporting events, rock concerts, the symphony, musicals, plays, and the opera. And there's rarely ever a problem. Incidentally, I always have an aisle seat. It just always works out that way. All it took was a lack of a couple of minutes planning to make me feel insanity. Isn't that amazing? Just a couple of minutes? I already know this about me ahead of time, and I ignored me. This is just like the person who is notoriously late. If you're the one that is notoriously late, then somewhere in all of that insanity, you have to be doing it on purpose, because it certainly can't be on accident if it happens every single time. If you know that you lean towards lateness, like I lean towards sardinity or claustrophobia, then for Pete's sakes, folks, leave early and don't make everyone else pay for your lousy decision. If I was ignorant and rude to those around me while pushing and shoving my way to the front of the line, that would have been very selfish and self-absorbed. If you're one of those people who makes everyone else pay for your bad decisions, then knock it off. I mean, that's just not even nice behavior, and it breaks all those kindness rules you learned in kindergarten. Screaming at others in traffic because you ran late is not their problem. It's yours. The woman standing in front of me was talking so loud that I'm telling you my bladder was feeling the vibration of her voice. As I stood there trying to stay conscious and sane, I reminded myself that I too have a loud outdoor voice as I tried to make her voice music to my ears. Not. The point is, folks, if you know what causes you to go insane, then don't consciously or unconsciously put yourself in a position to do that to yourself. No one did it to you. You did. Identify whatever it is, put a funky word to it, own the truth about it, and then do your best not to put yourself in that position again. You can blame and shame others all you want for your bad decisions, but no one is in charge of your livelihood, happiness, and comfort but you. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.